just try to call me?
Yes, I was transferring a call to you one earlier when I was calling you.
What?
Customer, oh god, where is Charles?
Charles, do you have a phone number?
No, I was transferring.
I got you. Wait, what is it? Charles.
Thank you for calling Deck and Railing Solutions DuraDeck. Please visit our website at deckandrailingsolutions.com. For sales, press 1. For Dave Ritchie Sr., press 2. For Dave Ritchie Jr., press 3.
Your call is being transferred. Please hold.
Hey,
Richie.
Hey, Dave. It's Pete with Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Pete. How are you?
Hey, good, good. Just enjoying my Friday here.
Yeah, it's good time to hit the beach, man.
Yeah, soon, right? I just wanted to update you. We're getting everything processed right now with underwriting. I was just in there with them, looking over the documents. Everything looks good. You did have quite a significant amount of overdraft fees. I can kind of see why you need this cash to give you some cushion now, right?
That's exactly right. Our cash flow is killing us. That's what I mentioned to you, remember?
Yeah.
The other option is to buy a Visa and just have it automatic. I stupidly didn't do that before, but I think last year we paid out close to $7,000 in overdraft fees, just the way the things run, and that's a lot of outflow.
You're on track for $5,000 this year.
There you go. I just need a little back to make it, bridge it. That's all. Jeez.
Yeah.
But we're busy taking contracts and whatnot.
Yeah, you're not thinking about your card every time you're swiping it. You're thinking about getting the job done.
Well, yeah, and things come up, and they give us change orders, and then we try to make them pay for each change order and stay current with our payroll and stay current with all of our vendors, and that plays havoc. But at any rate, that's just something that we want to – that's why we want the operating. That's the only reason.
Yeah. Wait, so you're saying you were trying to get them to pay for it, your vendors?
No, Peter. They won't pay for it.
They won't invent.
What I'm trying to do is plug the leak.
Yeah.
Expendable cash that I can pull in and pull out.
Yeah, because that's killing you. I think I looked in March. You did 820 in 1 month. That's a lot.
If you look back, I mean, I should have had something active on this if we weren't so busy with infield work. That's one of the problems a lot of contractors have, working in the business instead of on it. And I had a gal who was a bookkeeper in here that just totally screwed us over. She didn't do anything correctly for 6 months until we found it.
Yeah, and then you got a whole mess to deal with, cleaning all that up.
Yeah, and then plus move forward, because we've got like 14 projects going at once.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's a lot on your plate.
I mean, That's it. That's the only, quite frankly. And we don't necessarily borrow from one business to the other.
You know what? You don't...
We have two businesses, but we keep corporations separate.
Oh, I got you.
There's two separate operating points. Did you look at the online for what a Dish OC?
For what? I looked up this your Secretary of State file and got all your DBA info for DuraDeck.
Oh no, that's not what I mean. Anyway, never mind.
That's right. I was getting lost there. But when's a good time for the underwriters to contact you next week?
Well, give us a plenty of time. They want to call, maybe one or two, and we'll.
If you want to give us an appointment time, and we'll see when you give you a call.
Yeah, who is it that's calling? I'm sorry.
It's going to be the underwriters, the guys that actually handle the hard numbers with all this stuff and get the
gotcha.
Deals done. So, yeah, they'll follow up with you. Monday's good, you said?
Should be, yeah.
All right.
Give them, either my partner or I can answer these questions. It's not a big deal. So, Dave Jr., if you give them the office number, Peter, then they can select me or them and then leave a message, and or if we're on a line, then we'll call back.
I got the
deal.
Perfect. So,
it's a 218-9989 number.
Yeah, I think I got it right here.
And that basically isn't answered. It goes directly to our cell phones.
Yeah, that's what I've been using. That's what I've been using. Hit 2 for Dave Ritchie Sr. I got it. All right, so Monday afternoon works for you.
Yeah, actually, right around 11, just before their lunch, probably would work best.
Perfect. All right,
that
Dave, I'll keep you posted. Enjoy the beach, man. I know I will.
Well, I just got off of Dr. Rubino's house that overlooks Capo Beach, and now I'm back at the restaurant, and we're jammed.
Oh, wow.
It's absolutely gorgeous up here now.
I'm jealous.
But I'll be in Carlsbad shortly because we're starting 2 projects down there, one in San Diego.
Oh, yeah. Nice area.
Matter of fact, one of them, Zach, I mentioned that I was... I guess, doing a little dance with you all, and he could be possibly looking for the same. He's a general contractor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a market that, if they have good profile. I'm not sure what you guys or what your underwriters are looking for profile. I know you're probably not on that end.
If you come across Zach, this actually happens pretty often to where we're helping one account out and, small talk happens and next thing you know, it's not the first time someone's actually get referenced over. But yeah, if you want to tell Zach to give me a call whenever he has anything time free and wants to give a little bit of talk, I'm sure we can help him out too.
At least you can look at him.
Yeah, no. We deal with a lot of different businesses, different sizes. So if you have a business, I'm pretty sure we can help you out. But everything looks good from here. I'll have them try and get you at 11 o'clock on Monday, Dave. And I'll keep you posted via email.
What's the name of the individual?
It's either going to be Dennis or Ruben.
Okay. Super.
All right. Yeah, those guys are awesome.
Sounds good.
They'll take care of you. Thank you so much, Dave. We'll keep you posted.
You bet. Appreciate your follow-up.
No problem, man. Take care.
Take care, bro.